Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. This is about white racism in the United Kingdom. Sorry, anti-white racism in the United Kingdom. Fortunately, in the Republic of Ireland, we don't seem to have such a problem. And I'm not impliedly saying there's no racism against ethnic minority groups in the United Kingdom. I think there's rather little racism in the UK. I wish there was none whatsoever, but I think racists mostly get on quite well. I don't think that many people are racist. I know there's a racism industry made up of left wingers. And shrieking racist at people is how they make a living. And there's a moral panic about it. They can invent as much racism as they want rather than admit actually the United Kingdom has largely defeated it. In the 60s, racialism was unchecked, and there was really no legislation to prevent people re discriminating, saying, you can't stay in my hotel. We're not serving you a meal. We're not giving you a job. We're not renting your room because of your skin color, ethnicity, national origin, whatever it was. And now that's illegal. We got to the stage where maths is racist, or teaching Shakespeare is racist, or just insanity like that. The loony left has taken over much of the public sector. And there was a shocking article proving outright racism in the West Yorkshire Police. And that's where the program is to reject whites from applying to be police officers there, which is staggering and sickening. But the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, who's ultimately in charge of the police, she says that recruitment practices need to be fair, but she said no, she's not going to do anything about this, which is really disgusting. Imagine if it was discriminating against a non-white group. Of course, she'd be up in arms about it. And I'm not saying discrimination against non-whites is permissible either. It's absolutely not. So race, color are unimportant. It doesn't make a person bad or indeed good, and so forth. So I think people mingle just fine, and racial relationships are completely acceptable. Interracial marriage, very few people object to this these days, is often some of the ethnic minority communities, like some of the Indian or Pakistani community. They've got a slightly higher incidence of saying no, we wouldn't want to marry people of this race or that race and so on. But there's little bigotry in the bedroom. And by the way, it's not superior to have an intimate relationship with someone of another race, or inferior to have with your own race. I mean, whatever, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Some people are more attracted to their own race, or to a different one, or to whatever. It doesn't make you a good person or a bad person. It's like being gay or straight or something like that. So, I mean, the ultimate proof of this, I suppose, is Rishi Sunak. Oh, he's just a token, a rather important token. No matter what happens, the racism industry has to say it's racialist. Now, Kemi Badenoch becoming the first black person to be leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. Yep, the Guardianistas, they managed to say that was somehow anti-black. A black person defeats a white, and somehow that's anti-black. I mean, wow, it's just insane. They will twist anything. You think of the mental gymnastics they go through, the semantic contortions to try and pretend anything is racist. Anyway, so that was really revolting what's happening in West Yorkshire. No one should be discriminated. I mean, I don't care if every single police officer was white, even though a single one was white, and so on, they're men, they're women, or whatever. Likewise, KPMG, that major accountancy firm, they have they're pursuing outright racist policies, and they have got special schemes which are only for ethnic minorities. So they're excluding 80% of the population and so on. And by the way, what about ethnic minority whites? If you're Polish British, are you an ethnic minority or not? If you're a Slovak who moved to the United Kingdom, maybe not a British citizen, but resident of the United Kingdom, are you ethnic minority or not? I mean, I would argue you are. UK, arguably, I'm an ethnic minority. I don't have a strong opinion whether I am or not. It's probably more advantageous to be, is a white American in the UK an ethnic minority or what? And what fraction do you have to be? I knew two identical twins. They were white, but one eighth ethnically Sri Lankan. I mean, they weren't visible minorities. Were they ethnic minority or not? I don't know where the cutoff is. Doesn't matter. You get to sort of Elizabeth Warren situation where she in the United States, she had some distant Native American ancestry. Was she an ethnic minority person or not? I don't know how little is too little. Okay, I suppose it's the absolutist fallacy. And how white is white? Some Syrians are very white or whatever. I've crossed swords with white supremacists, asking them whether Azerbaijanis are white, and I think he was arguing they're not, even though some of them really are. I mean, who's white and who's not doesn't bother me. I really don't care, but it matters very much to the racism industry and to racists. I mean, the racism industry are racist, as I've proved. You know, the Equalities Commission, all the so-called diversity officers, diversity, equality, exclusion, whatever, sorry, diversity, what is it, something, and inclusion. Diversity, equality, inclusion, but it's really discrimination, exclusion, and inequality or intolerance. That's what it's about. Certainly don't want diversity of opinion. Nah, harmful stereotypes. If they disagree with it, it's harmful. If they disagree with it, it's hateful, and so on. It's hate speech, except not when they are promoting hatred. Anyway, so we need to have a colorblind society. Whatever happened to meritocracy? Goodness. And just because someone's an ethnic minority doesn't mean that person is whatever, in any way disadvantaged from a low socioeconomic group. And obviously working class whites really dislike this. They may have come from troubled families. You know, dad may have been in jail, mother may have been a heroin addict. They didn't have a very easy start in life, or never met the father, and mother's in and out of psychiatric hospital. They've been in care a lot. And so they're not necessarily lucky. And there's this racist notion of white privilege, and that which is bound to exacerbate anti-white sentiment. I don't want to overstate this. I don't think whites of the United Kingdom are generally victims. And even when they are, it's usually not severe. Or a cabinet office solicitor told me there was a certain position in their internal job market, and they were going to be all rejected. The diversity officer said, well, they're all white males. Can we reject them all? And the law doesn't allow you to do that. They would if they could. Or gets to the case of the army. Okay. People 18, often joined by 18, about 40% of those are non-white, but only about 20% of those who apply for the British Army are non-white. So what should we do? We'll accept, suppose of 100 applicants, 20 non-whites will accept those, and maybe 30 whites will accept those, and then we'll reject the other 50 whites, okay? Because then those joining will be roughly in proportion to the percentage of whites and non-whites in the population. More like 40 whites we'd accept out of 80. No, that would be preposterous. So it was overwhelmingly working class white boys who joined the army. There are proportionately fewer of those around, and they're desperate to get more ethnic minority people to join. I mean, marvelous if loads of ethnic minority people join. I wouldn't care if there are no non-whites in the British Army, or no whites either. But you shouldn't actually be turning down good applicants just on the basis of their skin color. That is preposterous. And so on. So yeah, working class whites have some of the worst GCSEs in the United Kingdom, white British boys in particular. Not to say so, I mean, that's obviously their fault. I don't think it's a particularly massive conspiracy to discriminate against them. Got to take individual responsibility and so on, maybe to do with culture, maybe not being aspirational or disciplined enough and so on, and don't have a great connection and so on. And to some extent it's true of sex as well. Or there's also a thing about bail, the racist policies they were going to pursue, and about sentencing. They're going to be frankly anti-white on that one. It's all come out in public, and it's all absolutely repugnant and totally inegalitarian. So just because whites are an unusually high percentage of whatever occupation doesn't mean that there's racism, or an unusually low percentage of any occupation. There is this preposterous, evidenceless proposition that if a group is X percent of the population, they've got to be X percent of the doctors and X percent of those in prison and X percent of whatever, politicians and X percent of, goodness, you know, railway workers, which is daft. I mean, okay, so you look at nurses, like 95% of nurses are women. That does not mean that nursing is misandrist. Or if you look at the healthcare sector in general, something like 80% female, that does not mean that healthcare is anti-male. And then we're always saying, oh, well, there's inherent sexism and, I mean, anti-female sexism in medicine, which I don't think there is. And actually a majority of doctors are women now in the United Kingdom, 51%. And girls are outperforming boys in almost every subject, maybe sort of IT, physics, that's about it. Depends how many school subjects there are, arguably up to 50 if you're going to include loads of languages. And it was opposite two generations ago. Now, I don't think that's necessarily something to be worried about. That's boys' individual lookout to some extent. I don't think it's sort of an anti-male plot or whatever, that boys tend to be falling behind. Goodness. But when women don't have or high percentage of whatever occupation, oh, that clearly has got to be sexism, which it doesn't. I mean, by this line of unreasoning, the whole of education is skewed against males. But when males get worse outcomes, somehow that's okay. They didn't have to intervene. So stop racialism. I remember in Hounslow, London about 10 years ago, I saw a lot of advertisements advertising rooms for rent. And some of them said Muslim only, said Indian Pakistani only, took photos of the sent them to a journalist, not interested, not publishing this frank racism. I suppose they should have gone to the police about it. Anyway, so can we all get along? I'm a big time race mixer on a very intimate level. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecaran79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.